Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 1, The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, Part 1, Verses 1 through 19. Lord Brahma instructs King Priyavrata.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami. O great sage, why did King Priyavrata, who was a great self-realized devotee of the Lord, remain in householder life, which is the very root cause of the bondage of karma, fruitive activities, and which defeats the mission of human life? Devotees are certainly liberated persons. Therefore, O greatest of the Brahmanas, devotees cannot possibly be absorbed in family affairs. Elevated Mahatmas, who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are fully satiated by the shade of those lotus feet. Their consciousness cannot possibly become attached to family members. O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How was it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to wife, children, and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? Sri Shukadeva Goswami replied, O King, what you have said is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka, who is praised in eloquent, transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Lord Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet, and whose mind is always absorbed in Krishna's glories, may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but he or she still never gives up the exalted position one has acquired. My dear Parikshit, Prince Priyavrata was a great devotee because he sought the lotus feet of Narada, his spiritual master, and thus he achieved the highest perfection in transcendental knowledge. And with advanced knowledge, Priyavrata always engaged in discussing spiritual subjects and did not divert his attention to anything else. The prince's father then asked Priyavrata to take charge of ruling the world. Swayambhuva Manu tried to convince Priyavrata that this was his duty, as indicated in the revealed scriptures. However, Prince Priyavrata was continuously practicing bhakti yoga by constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus engaging all of his senses in the service of Krishna. Therefore, although the order of his father, Swayambhuva, could not be rejected, Prince Priyavrata did not welcome it. Thus, Priyavrata very conscientiously raised the question of whether he might be diverted from devotional service by accepting the responsibility of ruling over the world. The first created being and most powerful demigod within the universe is Lord Brahma, who is always responsible for developing universal affairs. Being born directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, Lord Brahma dedicates his activities to the welfare of the entire universe for Brahmaji knows the purpose of the universal creation. This supremely powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by his associates, as well as the personified Vedas, left his own abode in the highest planetary system and descended to the place of Priyavrata's meditation. As Lord Brahma was descending on his carrier, the Great Swan, all the residents of the planets named Siddhaloka, Gandharvaloka, Sadhyaloka, and Charanaloka, as well as great sages and demigods, flying in their different airplanes, assembled within the canopy of the sky in order to receive Lord Brahma and properly worship him. As Brahmaji received respect and adoration from the residents of various planets, Lord Brahma appeared just like the full moon surrounded by illuminating stars. Lord Brahma's great swan then arrived at the border of Gandhamadana Hill and approached Prince Priyavrata, who was sitting there. Lord Brahma, the father of Narada Muni, is the supreme person within this universe. And as soon as Narada saw the great swan, Narada could understand that his father had arrived. Narada therefore immediately stood up, along with Swayambhuva Manu and his son Priyavrata, whom Narada was instructing. Then they folded their hands and began to worship Lord Brahma with great respect. My dear King Parikshit, because Lord Brahma had finally descended from Satyaloka to Bhuloka, Narada, Prince Priyavrata, and Swayambhuva Manu came forward to offer Lord Brahma objects of worship and to praise him in highly qualified language according to Vedic etiquette. At that time, Brahmaji, the original person of this universe, felt compassion for Priyavrata, and looking upon him with a smiling face, spoke to Priyavrata as follows. My dear Priyavrata, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Adhokshaja, beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father Swayambhuva, and the great sage Maharshi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme Lord Krishna. We cannot deviate from his order. No one can avoid the order of Godhead, not by the strength of severe austerities and exalted Vedic education or the power of mystic yoga, physical prowess, or intellectual activities. And no one can use one's own power of religion or one's material opulence or any other means, either by oneself or with the help of others, and thus defy the orders of the Supreme Lord. No, that is not possible for any living being, from myself down to the lowly ant. My dear Priyavrata, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies for birth and death, activity, lamentation, illusion, fear of future dangers, and happiness and distress. My dear boy, all of us are bound by the Vedic injunctions to the divisions of Varna Ashrama according to our qualities and work. These divisions are difficult to avoid because they are scientifically arranged by Krishna. So therefore, we must carry out our duties of Varna Ashrama Dharma like bulls obliged to move according to the directions of a driver, pulling on ropes knotted to the noses of the bulls. My dear Priyavrata, according to our association with different modes of material nature, the Supreme Lord gives us our specific bodies and the happiness and distress we achieve. One must therefore remain situated as he is and be conducted by Godhead, exactly as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes with which to see. Why, even if one is liberated, one nevertheless accepts the body one has received according to one's past karma. However, without misconceptions, one regards his or her enjoyment and suffering due to that karma the way an awakened person regards a dream one had while sleeping. Thus, one remains steadfast and never works to achieve another material body under the influence of the three modes of material nature. For even if one goes from forest to forest, one who is not self-controlled must always fear material bondage, because one is living with six co-wives, namely the mind and five knowledge-acquiring senses. However, even householder life cannot harm a self-satisfied, learned man who has conquered his senses. One who is situated in householder life and who systematically conquers the mind and five sense organs is like a king in his fortress who has conquered his powerful enemies. So after one has been trained in householder life and one's lusty desires have decreased, one can move anywhere without danger. My dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening in the lotus feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus, conquer the six sense organs, the mind, and the five knowledge-acquiring senses, namely, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. You should accept material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out the orders of the Lord in your constitutional position. Recorded February 28, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupang Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasa Adigur, Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Namaha.